that he was willing to send us Brother Rochester, a dear man of God who has done so much for this church and looked out for so much of this church, and Brother Jackie, both of you men. I thank the Lord for that. And Brother Cam had hot, honest, and Brother Stephen, he did tremendous. But humble. Humble is the word I have. Our pastor, we have a humble pastor. We have a pastor that is not willing to just stand behind a pulpit and leave as soon as the service is over. We have a pastor I've drove up here many times and seen cutting grass, sweating through his clothes. We have a pastor I've come up here many times and drove to the other side of the building. He's out there hauling trash out. We have a pastor that does not set himself above any other man. We have a pastor that has never once said that he was perfect, like some pastors have, that we have seen on TVs. A text verse for us is, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. We have a pastor that is not parading about his lordship over us, is not going above what he would ask you to do. I can tell you one thing, if your pastor here would ask you to do anything, he's either done it or willing to do it himself. He would humble himself to clean the toilets here. I have seen it. And that is a blessing that so many churches do not have. So many churches have a, quotation, man of God behind the pulpit that hold themselves to such high esteem that they would rather have somebody lay down a board so they didn't walk in a puddle, or they would rather have you cash your last dollar so they could get a new jet. But we have a pastor that is willing to humble himself and get right down in the mud and the muck with us. And we have a pastor that is, unfortunately, sometimes willing to humble us. I remember I was so young as a Christian. I still am, but I just got saved. Still long hair, don't care. Didn't know any verse in the Bible. And I came running up to him and I said, all right, preacher, I'm ready to go. It was right where you are, Brother Stephen. I said, all right, I'm ready to go to Iceland. I'm gone. I'm leaving the church. And he said, whoa, horsey. Like Brother Stephen said, he's had to pull me back many times. And he had to humble me there. And he had to say, I get it. I get it. I know you've been called from the Lord. Behold, you ain't ready. You're not ready. And that humbled me so fast. You know, when you first get saved, you feel almost invincible to this world. You're like, well, I've got the call and the touch of God on my life. My sins are forgiven. I'm invincible. But many times we have to be humbled. And I thank the Lord we have a man of God that's willing to humble us and willing to be honest to us and tell us that you're about to make a mess of this. I get it, but you're about to destroy everything that you think you're going to try to achieve. Not only that, 1 Peter 5, verse 6, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Our Bible clearly tells us to humble ourselves. If you want to get in the presence of the Lord, the fastest way to do it is to humble yourself. Think about what John said. He fell on his face as dead when he got in the presence of the Lord. That is not an ounce of pride in him when he got in the presence of the Lord. He was fully humble and knew that he was not deserving to look at God. So he fell on his face as dead. We have a man of God that is willing to humble himself and willing to be there and help us and support us. And I thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for both you men. You're very dear men to me. You've done so much, and I appreciate that. And not only as being lords over God's heritage, but being an example to the flock. He's an example to every one of us on how we should act and how we should serve the Lord and how we should not do it with a heart of pride. And I thank the Lord for that. Love you, gentlemen.